Speedway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Bowling Glen.
You'll be stuck on where you are now. This is what faith is all about. This is what being unmovable and steadfast. This is what we must have in order to be unshakable. I tell you, this year and beyond, God is going to manifest himself so mightily in the lives of his people because we are simply going to walk by the basic principles of faith. We don't need to be rocket scientists, but a whole lot of people's thinking is going to go off the charts. Hear what I'm saying? I said, you're thinking. You know, it's good to, you know, re-educate and continue to learn. I encourage that. But that's not the key. The key is how big your thinking gets. Amen. You got to surround yourself with the right things. You got to create environments. You got to get all those naysayers and negative people. You know, people can sometimes be negative. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about negative people. You know, everybody can be negative sometime. And then you catch yourself. I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about the folk that are just negative all the time. Amen. Okay, so Romans 4:19, faith never denies reality. I don't want anybody to think, you know, that we're living in some kind of glass house or on a cloud somewhere. No, faith never denies reality. But it looks at reality without being moved. All right, I know what you said. Okay, you said that enough. I done heard it. I know what you said. But I ain't moving. Hebrew boys, King, we know. You heat it up 1,000 times if you want to. We know you heat it up all you want to, but we are set on a course. And we're not careful. We're not wavering. Amen. In other words, in the Hebrew boys, there was nothing wavering. And everything around them, everything in their environment had to change. Even the hard-hearted king, the ones that threw them in, were destroyed. The ropes were burned off of them. They weren't burned. Turbans weren't burned. Smell of smoke didn't get on them. But the ones that threw them in got destroyed right away. Toast. And the king, heart changed, his countenance changed, everything changed, except who they were. We're going to see this more and more and more. People walking in the environments and changing things. And it ain't going to take years and years and years. Romans 4:19 says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Look at it. He considered not his own body that he knew was dead, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb, Sarah whom had never was child, but never, he didn't consider. Think about it a moment. He didn't consider these things. It had to be that he'd gotten to a place where nothing was wavering. Let me tell you something. Faith, belief will make your body strong. Yes, it will. Belief will heal your body. But like God, you first have to determine the outcome. Is that what you really want, or are you just hoping? hoping and praying, or are you setting your mind? That component that has your verbal abilities, that part of your brain touches your whole body, your fingernails, toenails. It controls all of that, that verbal part, that vocal part, that part that controls your voice. How important it is to say the right words. Somebody might think that's a bondage. No, that's freedom. We looked at in Isaiah 54 how the Lord said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And then what did he say? So he related the weapons that form against you to the tongue. And so if he related the weapons that form against you to the tongue, the way that it cannot harm you, even though it forms against you, is that you don't let it get into your tongue. When you start getting into strife with it, when you start saying these things and repeating and parroting these things, here comes affliction. But he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This fella, that prophetic word we gave out, beginning of this year, that fellow that's just under your nose is how you'll maintain and walk in triumph and victory. Victories you've never experienced before. Amen. Places in God you've never been before. Amen. Your tongue will take you there. I'm telling you, this is where we are. The warfare is not going to be in bullets and bombs and being words. Remember the devil, Lucifer, at the time when he rebelled? Get me Isaiah chapter 14. I think it's chapter 14. Isaiah 14. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his soul from troubles. Your mind get all troubled because of your mouth. If you hold your peace when someone else is speaking against you, or it might hurt for a little while, but if you hold your peace and hold your tongue, it's like water off a duck's back. It's not gonna wound you, or it's not gonna trouble your mind. But if you get provoked into it and caught up in it, that's when the weapon formed against you tries to prosper. The devil, if you be the Son of God, make these stones turn to bread. Jesus didn't waste no time, mince no words when he said, it is written. It is written. It is written. The devil had no handle on that. Isaiah 14, I think it's start at verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart. Now remember, like God, he first formulates it in his heart. Not this thing that pumps, the system of belief and thoughts. That's the heart. For you have said in your heart, in other words, he formed this before he spoke it. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Stars of God were the sons of God, the host, the angels. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Now the devil, I call it the five eyes. I will. What he had formulated and what he had purposed, what he had you know, composed in his mind what would be, he spoke it out. But immediately, God spoke to him, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." His doom was sealed. And when God spoke, whenever God speaks, now, even though he's had freelance, you know, in the earth, so to speak, his doom was sealed. It was sealed. Just a matter of time. All right? So, the evidence in our heart must outweigh the physical evidence that we see in the world. You got to believe what God said. Make that covenant with your eyes as Job made. Take heed what you hear. Be mindful of the people that you're around. And whether they are people of character. Or let me just be for real. Whether they're liars, deceivers. Or, you have to discern some of these things so that you're not trapped and harmed. Evidence in your heart must outweigh the physical evidence in the world. Then we talked about having no doubt. You gotta purge out the leaven, that you be an unleavened lump. Purge out the doubt. Tell somebody right now, starve your doubts and feed your faith. And finally, we looked at how the fourth thing was coming into faith rest, where you're not anxious for anything, you're sound, you're not worried about anything, you're not in a hurry for anything, you know God is in control, you're walking in the cadence, the harmony, the rhythms of the Spirit. Tell somebody, and life is good. So, let me give you a quote. You've heard this, but I'm going to quote it to you again. Life is constantly testing us for our level of commitment. And life's greatest rewards are reserved for those who demonstrate a never-ending commitment to act until they achieve. Act until they achieve. Tell somebody right now, just don't give up. Sometimes things slow down. Sometimes things are going so fast. Sometimes, you know, there may be the thought of rusting out. You know, when a boat is in the dock and it's not going anywhere, a lot of times those barnacles and things get on the hull of the boat and it can rust out. Or you can be moving so fast you feel like you're going to burn out. But tell somebody, don't give up.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.